I got one the pastor couldn't get too quick. I feel good about that one. Amen. Mark chapter 1, amen, verses 16 and several of the following. I think we're going to read a few of those. Amen. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
All right. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 1, amen, now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Verse 18 says, and straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Jump down to verse 20. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and what? Taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Amen. I really want to hang out. I want to park. I want to chill out right here in Mark chapter 1, especially verses 16 and 17. If y'all give me a few minutes. Amen? Amen. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they are fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. I want to talk about this for a few minutes. Amen. If you guys would give me an opportunity. I thought when I was sitting up here earlier, I thought that the Lord was going to let me call this the call.
The call.
The call, but no. I want to go with who called the fishermen?
Amen.
Ask the neighbor, who called? A fisherman. Woo. My brothers and sisters, the call of these men is a strange thing. Do you agree? It is so strange that he begins with winning disciples and not working miracles.
Yeah.
Now when we look at this particular passage of scripture, Mark, we know that it begins with John's message of repentance. And then it goes down to Jesus being baptized. And now we're up to the point where Jesus is actually getting ready to go into ministry. Mm-hmm. Amen. He goes into the wilderness. He fasts for 40 days and 40 nights. Am I in your Bible?
Yes.
Amen. He's tempted by the devil.
All right.
And now he comes out and he goes directly into ministry. And the first thing that he does is he picks up a few fellas to roll with him.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor.
Amen. It's okay to have an entourage if you have the right type of people with you.
Yes.
Amen. And my brothers and sisters, you know, some of us get so caught up in the miracles and hocus pocus. And then we'll forget that the first thing he did before he did any of that is he began to select men. Are y'all going to roll with me this evening? It's more strange still, my brothers and sisters, that in our poor human nature, we think that, you know, how could he find in our human nature the fitness of a man to aid him in his work? How could he find in mere men to be fit to do his work?
All right.
As I read this, I said, now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, down there in Como, and he saw Rudy Ellis.
All right.
Hey, he was in the park. We're gonna get to that in a minute. My brothers and sisters, you would have thought only heaven could have given the Savior fellow workers that would be a confident and help to him.
Right.
Why did he just bring his own fellas with him?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Why did he bring his own his angels? Why did he bring some of his own people with him? But he found men here on this earth.
That's
found Rudy Ellis in the park. That's what he said. But in his awesome, we talked about him being awesome, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's awesome that man can be a worker together with God. Isn't it awesome?
Yes,
preachers and pastors and Sunday school teachers and deacons. Isn't it awesome that God can use us? Musicians, that he can use us. Choir members, that he can use us to sing songs. Ushers, that he can use us to stand at the door.
All right.
Isn't it awesome? can use us, but I'm talking about who caught the fish. Several things are noteworthy in connection with this group of men.
Uh-huh.
Any of you take notes? You might want to write this down.
I got to go.
These men that he selects are not theologians.
That's right.
These men that he has selected, my brothers and sisters, are not theologians.
Right.
The sad thing about the state of the church right now is we have very few called, as Pastor Jay, Reverend Jackson read for us, called preachers. We got a whole bunch of graduated preachers.
Yeah.
Doc, where did you go to seminary, Doc? Well, I received my degree at. Can't save nobody, cause we so holy with our nose stuck up in the air and all our credentials. Oops. I'm so glad I'm in the country. See, the boys are running off and talking like that. But they are not theologians. We don't need higher education to fit us to do good.
Come on.
The old song that said, do what the Lord say do. When he passed by Reverend Harris in the park, he said, do what I say do. Ain't God all right? He didn't give him a PhD. He gave him a church and a microphone. Ain't God all right this evening? Also, my brothers and sisters, that but even though they were not theologians, they had benefited by an excellent training ground. Fishermen.
That's right.
Oh, y'all riding with me today. That's what I'm talking about. We rolling today. They came from pious homes. They came from educated homes, but not over the top. They had good schooling and had good knowledge of the Bible. Also, the excellent training that lies in learning a trade requiring diligence and endurance. Are y'all with me on all that? But the rest of what they needed for their work would come from Jesus. These guys are fishing. So they are out in the elements. These men are busy. Amen. They're not theologians. They don't have PhDs and all of that, but they're out doing work. Amen. They come from decent homes. And then my brothers and sisters, they were found in groups.
Yeah.
You see us, you pass through, see a Galilee, you just begin to select them. Oh, there's one, there's two. Come on, fellas, let's roll. Y'all with me? And you know what? Times of, when we look at this thing, Pastor Ellis, in times of friendship, in times of family, there's power. Why is it that you see generation after generation of preachers in families?
Come on.
How many of y'all believe in generational curses?
Come on.
Well, if you believe in that, you might as well believe in generational blessings too. Amen.
Great God.
And you have to go back and read this for yourself. But when you look at how they all enlisted, preachers, pastors, they all enlisted gradually.
That's
all
right.
Amen. Y'all have to look that up. And in no religious matter should we act with haste. Life is not long enough to let us postpone the discharge of duty a single day after its discovery.
Yeah.
So as soon as God called you, you knew it. And when he called you, you went.
That's
amen. Right. Who called the fishermen? My brothers and sisters, but life is quite long enough to give us time to reach calmly every conclusion on which we have to act.
All
right. That was a beautiful sentence, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus, as head of the kingdom, calling his helpers.
Yes.
Number one, the urgency. The command of the call, he said, what? Come ye after me. Did he not say that?
Yes,
sir. That's what my Bible says. Come ye after me. So there was an urgency. There was no time to be wasted when you were called from the park. And it was also in the call, my brothers and sisters, and the one who called, there was an inducement, amen, to their obedience. The next thing he said was, I will make you.
Uh-huh.
I will make you.
That's what it says.
I will make you.
That's what it says.
See, so many of us are worried about what we're going to do for ourselves. How I'm going to make, what, how I'm going to do this.
It's all right.
Lord, I don't know. I'm not ready. But he will make you when he calls you. And if you're not doing what the instruction manual says do, maybe he ain't calling you.
Stay with it. Yeah. Right, right. I can't handle it. Stay with it.
Oh, my brothers and sisters, also the promptness of their obedience. Look at the promptness of their obedience. Look how quick they say. It says, come ye after me and I will make you become fishers of men. Is that what your Bible says in verse, what is that? Verse 17? Look at verse 18. Oh, I'm getting crunk now, y'all. And it says, and straightway.
Straightway.
What? No, quick, that even, that's quicker than when your mama called you by your first, middle, and last name. The promise of their obedience, my brother. You got to be quick when God calls. You got to be quick to move.
All right.
Amen? And straightway, and then look at the order in which they were called. Simon Peter first. So see that? Mm-hmm. And the kind of men that were called. Let's look at this. Look at the kind of men that were called. Mm. Can we talk about that for a minute?
All right.
They were not idlers. I know what idlers are. They're sitting around doing nothing. Man, I'm just chilling, dog. Man, I'm doing nothing. Watching the game. Man, I'm tired. On Facebook all day, like everybody's status, like. This for the young folks, y'all know what I'm talking about. Brother, I run on Facebook at 10 o'clock in the morning. You gotta be at work somewhere. Inboxing. Changing your status every 5 minutes.
Come on now.
In a relationship, it's complicated. Single. I'm just talking about members in Orange Chapel. I keep up with all of them. They put all their business on Facebook. Hey, I don't even have to come to the altar on Sunday no more. I just, come on, you, come on. I saw your Facebook. Come on. Look at y'all got me acting. Y'all got me all comfortable like I can really act like that. All right, let's get back to this. But these guys were not idle fellas. These were busy men. Just like my kinfolk over here. Y'all ain't doing something. Busy men. God calls men for where, when they are busy. You wonder why. You wait. Now, don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting.
All right.
He ain't talking about that kind of waiting. He's talking about waiting tables. They just wait up on them. They're going to say, they ain't going to wait on them. They're waiting. You got to do something for it.
That's right.
Oh, and I guess I interpreted that scripture wrong.
It's all right.
Oh, folks sitting around, they ain't doing nothing. I'm waiting on the Lord to do it. He didn't call idlers. You got to do something.
That's
move around.
That's right.
Grandmother told me, Lovey McGuire taught me when I was young, she said, idle mind is a devil's workshop. Idle mind and idle hands. If you ain't doing that, if you ain't doing that with him, you're going to steal something. Something you got no business doing. That was really worth it. God calls men when they're busy. Satan calls when they are idle. Sit around doing nothing and watch who will creep in. You know what I call it? I'm a probation officer. And probation officer and a preacher. Lock them up and pray for them. Put them in jail. I'm going to pray for you, brother. Yes, God is. Everybody finds him in jail. Come on. That's where he is. But Satan calls when they're idle. Okay. Can I go here? When David was chilling at the house when all of his boys were out fighting the battle. house with his fellow black, his homeboys and his entourage. They were out fighting. He chilling in the house and he saw something.
Yes.
Yes.
It's
all right.
Look at that.
My.
He should have been in battle.
Yes, sir.
He should have been preaching. He should have been being sitting on a rock stick.
Yeah.
Slingshot into the book, pick the slingshot up again.
That's
wrong.
But he got him in trouble. Hey, man. Did he get him in trouble in your Bible? Man? Yeah, that's what it says in my Bible.
In the book.
For y'all to go back to the whole. Hey, I covered the whole book.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
But my brothers and sisters, but idleness is the house of is the hour of temptation when you're idle, when you don't have anything going on. That's the hour of true temptation. You know what I call it? And I was going to say it in a minute, but I'm a little ADD, so I jump all over the place. But now I remember what I was going to say. What I call idleness is creative boredom. Have you ever got so bored that you just make up some crazy stuff to do? Okay, maybe you haven't, but your kids have. And your grandkids have. That's why we say, why did you do that? They said, I don't know. It's because they were bored.
Amen.
Idle. But God calls those who are busy.
That's
right. Trying to help somebody. If that brother lazy, leave him alone. Because he ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
I told him this morning on Chaplain, I don't mean to make nobody mad. I don't have a problem with government assistance, but we have to understand what that is.
Yes.
Government assistance is a temporary program. Yes. You get on it, tap your business to get off, amen?
Yes.
Y'all been on that stuff. We got three generations in the process. Come on now, somebody got to do better. I'm talking about where I'm from. Well, I know that's it. Who, somebody else fixing to leave. But the idle person, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about the idle person is like a double tennis ball. Whoop. Back and forth. Never settled. Y'all know people like that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm trying to get you some good stuff.
Come on now.
He tosses the idle people just pretty much at pleasure. Let's look at this call. Who called the fisherman? That's what I said I'm talking about, right? I get to that right at the end. It's going to be crumb too. It is a spoken call and not a written call.
Sir.
Did you hear your call?
Mm.
It's a spoken call.
That's right.
Not a written call. And then it's a simple call.
All right.
Is it not?
Yes.
And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Is that not simple?
No.
I will make you. But so many of us are looking for hocus pocus and speaking in tongues, and we're going to do all this stuff and fall out.
Man.
But it's simple. It was a simple call. People try to make it more complicated than it is.
Yeah.
That's why we have so many that start the race and don't finish.
That's right.
All right.
Now, question is, why did Jesus choose fishermen as his first apostle? Good question. Glad you asked. Their calling as fishermen had because they had endured, amen, hardship and danger.
Yeah.
The lake that they were exercising, that they exercised their craft as fishermen, was exposed to sudden and violent storms.
All right.
Amen. When we get into this, when we're called to be preachers and pastors, we are subject to violent storms.
Yeah.
And my brothers and sisters, we have to be battle tested. That's why so many of us used to be something.
All right.
And because of his grace and his mercy, we made it through.
Yeah.
Girl, I remember he used to be a player. Sure did.
Yeah.
He used to chase him and catch him. Well, he used to do drugs. Yep, did a lot. And drank on top of it.
Yes.
It's all right.
There's so many, you know, but people want to hold that against these guys. They were subject to the elements on the lake.
Yes, sir.
But you want to hold folks past against them.
Come on.
Leave the preacher alone. Girl, I remember I ain't going down there today. Fancy Bella. let me tell you something, church.
Yes.
Can I stay in this church? Because I do that in my church sometimes. I want everybody to see me. While we're around here casting judgment
on
who God has called and who God uses.
Come on.
I want y'all to see me when I say
yes.
I may not ever get to come back, but I'm going to say this.
Yes.
Do you not realize that most of your Bible is written by killers?
Come on. All right.
Amen.
Moses was a killer.
Yes, sir.
David was a killer. Somebody got to go listen to TVN when you leave here to get some word today. But somebody got it today. If it ain't but one. And they looked at me like, son, hurry up, man. You tripping. They're calling, my brothers and sisters, demonstrating a constant exercise of patience and watchfulness.
That's right.
Didn't I? Fishing made them familiar with disappointment, so they wouldn't be discouraged by it.
All right.
How many of y'all been fishing?
Yes, sir.
You got your hat.
Yes.
You got your bait.
Yeah.
Go out there all day long and don't catch a thing.
It's all right. All right.
Sometimes my brother and sister would preach and teach for years on top of years, and months on top of months.
That's right.
And they're saying like we don't care, but we keep, but the preacher just keep on preaching.
Yeah.
And Jesus called these disciples because they were used, amen, to times of drought, amen. When times when things weren't going so good, every fisherman want to go out and pull out a whole lead.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all been saying that around here.
All right.
Pull out that, you know, that you want to catch that big one, but you're going to tell everybody about it. Yeah. Amen.
That's old Lee, huh?
That's old Lee, yeah. their worldly calling would prove to be the best discipline for their spiritual work.
That's right.
So that's what I'm saying about, don't be so hard on the priest. Because he goes through the same things that everybody else is going through.
That's right.
God just called him out to help folks that's going through it.
All right.
That's right. Oh, that's good. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen right now. They had to be ready to endure hardness because they had no settled incomes. They had to be ready to face death. Amen? To be fishermen.
Uh-huh.
But because at any moment violence could arise, they had to be patient toward churches and souls.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Preachers had to be patient.
Yes.
When you show up at 8, 2 or 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the offerings.
Number 2 or 3.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to preach this thing together. But you got to keep it on.
Yes, sir.
I look at all the times that we've been here, and every time we come, something's improved.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, man, I don't see a whole lot of folk. I don't see a great large membership, but every time I come here, something is better, something is new, something is different. We got cordless mics now.
Uh-huh.
They had to be patient toward the church and the soul, and they had to be content were taking only a few converts in their nets.
That's right.
And they had to expect drives.
Right.
Y'all gonna pray with me?
Yeah. Right.
Right. Now, my brothers and sisters, as I heard to my clothes, talk about who caught the fish.
All right.
Who caught the fish?
Yes.
I heard a preacher say just a few minutes ago, he said, Jesus.
All right.
Are y'all going to pray with me this evening?
All right.
If y'all are acting like we in church, I'll be through in just a minute.
All right.
Who caught the fish?
All right.
And how did he catch it?
All right.
I reminded my brothers and sisters of my very own grandfather. I have to make this personal so y'all can go with me for a few minutes.
All right.
I realize that you know, everybody may not want to read Mark chapter 1,
all right,
verse 16 and 17.
Yes.
Amen. So I'm going to make this a little more urban. Amen. So you can understand what I'm talking about.
Come on, girl.
Throughout my life, my brothers and sisters, the Lord has used, amen, so many different scenarios and situations to prepare me for where I am right now.
All right.
Things that I've experienced in my life have prepared me to stand before you on today.
Yeah.
And things that Pastor Edis has gone through in his life have prepared him to stand behind this pulpit every Sunday and tell about the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah.
And y'all go pray with me.
Yeah.
My brothers and my sisters.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of spending time with my own grandfather.
All right.
Are y'all gonna pray with me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord all right?
All right?
I remember when I was just a little boy.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
My granddaddy would load up his old Ford pickup truck.
All right.
And he said, son, we're gonna go down and catch us a few fish.
Yeah.
Are y'all gonna pray with me?
Yeah.
We go down to the little soft spot right near his garden. And we did.